SOFIA Feedback Survey. PDR Diagnostics of Stellar Feedback in Different Regions of RCW49, by M. Tiwari et al. We quantified the effects of stellar feedback in RCW49 by determining the physical conditions in different regions using the CII 158 and OI 63 observations from SOFIA, the CARAT-12CO 3-2 observations from APEX and the H2 line observations from Spitzer telescopes. Large maps of RCW49 were observed with the SOFIA and APEX telescopes, while the Spitzer observations were only available towards three small areas. From our qualitative analysis, we found that the H20-0S2 emission line probes denser gas compared to the H20-0S1 line. In four regions, northern cloud, pillar, ridge, and shell, we compared our observations with the updated PDR toolbox models and derived the integrated far ultraviolet flux between 6 to 13.6 electron volts, G0, H nucleus density, N temperatures and pressures. We found the ridge to have the highest G0, 2.4 times 10 to the 3 Hebbing units, while the northern cloud has the lowest G0, 5 times 10 to the power of 2 Hebbing units. This is a direct consequence of the location of these regions with respect to the WD2 cluster. The ridge also has a high density, 6.4 times 10 to the 3 centimeters minus 3, which is consistent with its ongoing star formation. Among the Spitzer positions, we found the one closest to the WD2 cluster to be the densest, suggesting an early phase of star formation. Furthermore, the Spitzer position that overlaps with the shell was found to have the highest G0, and we expect this to be a result of its proximity to an O9V star. This was SOFIA Feedback Survey, PDR Diagnostics of Stellar Feedback in Different Regions of RCW49, by M. Tiwari et al.